Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Oh, so good to see you, your light, your brightness, your divine presence, your beings, you're beaming with energy right now, huh? Do you know that? When you move around, the electricity is not actually working, is it? It is just you, your bright iridescent light that is coming so forward and clearly. You have stepped up to the plate and you have volunteered to be here right now. Huh? And when you volunteer to be here, you get to volunteer to be everywhere. Because your light goes out around the planet. Yes? Dearly beloveds, everything is changing. As it did 2,000 years ago. The world shifted. And as it shifted, many came into power. Many were afraid. We are thankful that you are rid of your fear. Your mission is every bit as important as mine was. Is in this holy, sacred place. They teach many paths lead to one. They know. In this sacred center of your heart, many paths may lead to one. But you're the one that were chosen to be here now again. In these changing times, just as you were chosen for us to walk together, yes, each of you, we see no strangers in this group. It is good to see you again. You have shorter hair. That mission of bringing love and compassion to this planet again. I implore you. I would like your help. Before, it was really just me and a few others. They say 12, there was actually a lot more. And now we are here again at a turning point so this planet can heal. So this planet can heal. So the people of this planet can heal. And those who have that healing mission will extend beyond where they thought their wildest dreams would take them, just because they say yes. I said yes. I'm grateful you each are saying yes as well. We love you deeply. We see you as I am in your hearts.
So many have asked me, well, when are you coming back? Too late. Already here, right there, in your heart. Please help. In love. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Savaot. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Savaot. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Savaot. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. The following message is offered as an addendum and also a duplicate, perhaps, of last night. And the reasoning for this is that I want this group to hear the same thing live that I said last night. It is seldom that we would repeat a message in this form. But when we do, you know it's important. The message is this. Shortly, there's going to be something called the Circle of 12. And I wanted to explain it as best I can. What might it be? What are the metaphors involved in the 12, even in the circle? Yes, there will be a circle. Yes, there will be 12. But there's more. It's the beginning of an energy where it's time. 31 years ago, when I came in to start giving messages, it was a slow process with my partner. 31 years ago, the whole crux of why I was here, the purpose, the energy, the focus, was not even known by my partner. But over the years, I told him that something was coming. The first book that was ever written, The Channels, the first channel ever given in the book, talked about the fact that the time was changing from all of your prophecies, that there would be no Armageddon, that the ball was starting to roll towards something else, and that something else became the prophecy of the ages, that humanity would sail past a time when it was predicted for its demise. You went past the year 2000 right into 2012. And dear ones, I'll tell you that none of your scriptures had you doing that. None of them. Even though words from Nostradamus told you that you wouldn't make it. From so many channels, accurately saw that you wouldn't make it. It didn't make them wrong that they said that you wouldn't. It says a lot about the energy that was. And almost at the last moment, you pulled it out. My purpose here from all of these years was to guide you to that place. And then when you got there, to tell you more about what it was, the new normal, the new human, all of the things that are there for you to look at in the lineage of the Kryon messages that I've given. Always in love, always in compassion, never asking you to do anything that would be inappropriate, never giving you a doctrine, but only that you would look into the eyes of the Creator and see yourself. That's all I ever did. This won't change from that. It will get bigger. And it's going to change into a place and a way that is commensurate with everything in this building. Everything in this campus, this village. Because I gave my partner instructions that He's going to start changing what he does, adding unto the messages of the shift, but going to a place that he didn't expect. Dear ones, you have no idea, not really, of what is inside you. If you were a child of the Creator, what might be there? Past 3D. What might be there that you've never been told you could do? Every single human being is a multidimensional creature on this planet, placed here on purpose. We know your names. You have passed this marker, and I'll tell you, there has been a galactic shift because of that. Those out there know what you've done. They've been waiting for it. It echoes what many of them have done. Yes, all over. There are those like you, children of God. There will be a day when you meet the family, and you will recognize them, much like you. They'll have the same story about the love and the kindness and the compassion and what they've gone through and what their planets have gone through and their transition time and their wars. And they'll sit down and talk, and a whole new world will open to you as you listen to them and see yourself. It's coming. But all through your history, you have had story after story about the miracles that have occurred. The masters have come to this planet. Seemingly, they've raised the dead. Seemingly, there have been all manner of healings and miraculous things occur. And you just look at it and go, that master was so powerful. Look at this. Not understanding, even for a moment, that what the master had done was to set an energy so that the human involved could do the work. The master did not create the healing. The master created an energy allowing the healing to occur. There are many stories of those who have gone to the other side and come back, seemingly raised from the dead. This is also that which is your ability to come back from the brink of darkness, even after the pronouncement of death. Because you have this, dear ones, always have. Choice, soul choice, soul choice. It's not the choice of the ancestors, it's the choice of you. You have always had this spark, and you can call it whatever you want to. It's never been named because it's always been assigned to those that seemed to be more important than you. You didn't even recognize it was you, but it always has been. If you're going to go into an evolvement of consciousness, if you're going to have the maturity of understanding so much more of that which is you, your soul, your connection with all that is, if you're going to go to that place, dear ones, you have to understand you're not going to sail into that place with an old energy. You're not just going to have the same old next to you. There's going to be new energies that must be developed and will be developed, awarenesses that never were there. Awareness that you're powerful. Awareness that there is more than you ever thought. In order to have that, there must be an energy of allowance that creates permission, where you can go into a place, feel the energy, and come out saying, I never realized this was mine to do. I never realized that alone, with my magnificence, I could do this. That's about to be created. I'm not the only one that's going to create this, dear one. We're calling it the Circle of 12. And it's going to happen soon for the first time. I've told my partner to slowly create this, explain it. I can't explain it to you, but I can try. If you've talked to anyone that has had spontaneous remission, it's seen as a miracle, isn't it? Isn't it? Every cell of the body resounds with something. It almost changes the time. It's almost they went backwards in time, a time before the disease. Spontaneous remission is what it sounds like, spontaneous. It's not something, well, I'm going to get a little better now. It's where the disease leaves completely. Sometimes quickly, sometimes overnight, sometimes very fast. It can only be a miracle unless it isn't. What if it was the human soul, a piece of creation, starting to be multidimensional and actually controlling the chemistry of the body, chasing out the disease, creating an immune system which is more powerful than any you've ever seen just for a moment in time. And the disease surrenders to the power of the human being in its magnificence, in its God energy. Now take that energy and amplify it and put it in a room. A room you might be able to walk into and feel. A room where you could feel manifestation of your future. A room that would heal from anxiety and fear, and might even change Akash. It might even take those things such as betrayal. You see, I know who's listening. And whereas you would wake up in the morning and have the sorrow of the betrayal and can't believe it, and it activates seemingly a dark part of your life and you can't get rid of it, imagine that diminishing so that you don't even remember. That's a healing. Imagine being in such control of your cellular structure that you can feel the years being added to your life as you bask in that green light of magnificence. Imagine understanding for the first time, I've always had this. It just never was released. I've always had this. Always. There's so many kinds of healing. The healing of the body, the healing of fear, the healing of anxiety, the healing of the Akash. I told my partner to create that place. And I've also told him to tell those who approach it not to go in. Don't even think about going in, unless they mean it. Don't go in to look around, because not much would happen. That's how strong it is. I've told my partner to create this every single week in a way that many can experience it. I've told my partner to give away 25% of every meeting free and let the rest fund the whole system so that everyone can participate at some level, at some time. It is the Circle of 12, dear ones, and the appropriate color will be green. A green that surpasses any kind of a green you've ever seen before. It permeates every cell. The Circle of 12 is coming. And there will be those who will come and experience and say, well, I didn't feel anything. That's because all of this is pushed by free choice. Get ready for a new paradigm. The one you've come from says that outside help is the only way you're going to survive. And so you go to the buildings and you report and you kneel and you pray and you do this and you do that and you call for help, 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 expecting simply that lowly human you're told you are to receive something from the sky, not understanding that you own the sky, not understanding it's always been there, always been there. Miracles don't come from outside sources, dear ones. They come from inside. And that's the message, isn't it? My partner will prepare to do this. And I will guide him through it. And it will be new to him. Creating this kind of energy, trying to explain it, and guiding those into it. In a multidimensionality, every single soul is everywhere at the same time. And that means all of this can be done from a distance, and yet you're there. That is the premise of having a multidimensionality as a reality. And you know it works. Not too far from here. The tower exists as a symbol for silent unity. And for over 100 years, they have created international, intergalactic, multidimensional energy of prayer. And they know that it goes everywhere all at once, way past the earth. It's like a beacon that can be seen by so many because it is divinely inspired and it features human beings aware of what prayer can do. An energy of intent and compassion and kindness that starts to bathe in that light of magnificent healing. And that's why it's been so successful. You don't need to come to the tower or kneel in order to receive that which they will broadcast as your helping hand. And they will tell you that what prayer does is not an offering to the sky or to the Creator. It's not a plea. It's not begging. It's an energy that goes right to the human being in trouble and says, "You are magnificent. Stand up and be healed." That is the circle of 12. I wanted to tell you what it is so you would know, and those listening so they would know. And so there would be no mistake of the intent of what is to come. It is time for these kinds of changes. I won't be the only one. There will be others offering the same. This is what I wanted to tell you in this day, in this moment, in this time. Take this place in your heart when you leave. Your prayers make a difference. Pray for this place and those who run it, for those who are volunteering in it, and for the incredible lineage to continue and to continue. And so it is.